I'm just going to close with a little bit of instruction. The elders have talked here in the last week or so about there are some new folks in the fellowship, and it's been a while since we've talked any about really any extent about tithe and offering. And so I'm just going to give you a little bit of background about a little bit about how we do handle the tithe and offerings here in this fellowship. And it's just a reminder for even those of us who hang around here all the time, that just keep us mindful of our responsibility and what God calls us to do. In Genesis 14, 17, we see the description of the story of when Abraham was returning from the slaughter of the kings. And it says, in 18, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And he blessed, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him tithes of all. All right, let me back up and just read that again. First, Melchizedek comes out, and he brought bread and wine to Abram, who was returning from the slaughter of the kings. That's what Melchizedek did for Abraham, or Abram at the time. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram." And then in 20, it says, "And blessed be the Most High God, with which has delivered your enemies into your hands." And he gave him tithes of all. That means he gave him, that's Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. Okay? And so, that is the foundational understanding of the tithe that we use in this fellowship. That we call it the Melchizedek tithe. That those who bring bread and wine, and in our New Testament understanding of the bread and the wine, that would be Christ. Those who bring the truth of Christ to this congregation, that is their responsibility on an ongoing basis. Those are the ones who receive the tithe from the congregation. At the same time, there's lots of other details here that we spent a lot of time a few years ago trying to get through this and teach this in detail, but this is just the overview. At the same time that we have tithes that are given to those who bring bread and wine to this congregation, those who bring Christ, we also have ongoing costs of operation, of the upkeep, the bills and all that stuff, the electric bill, and the supplies and various things that go along with having a building and facility that we can enjoy and use like we do. We keep those two things separate. We keep the tithe separate from the offering. And this is how we define it. The tithe goes to those who bring the bread and wine. The offering goes to other needs such as electric bill, upkeep of the van, all the things that we have to pay on an ongoing basis. If you want a list of those, Dennis will be glad to enumerate those for you. He deals with that every month. If you want some understanding of what really goes on and you want some understanding of the need, Dennis is the man to talk to. He can show it to you. And so every month we have bills to pay. And every month there's a tithe dispersed. And so just understand that, and I'll just tell you my personal way of going about determining how much my offering is on an ongoing basis. This is just something God led me to do in my own understanding, because I know what the numbers look like about how much things cost and what kind of bills we have around here. Generally, if we look at how it breaks out, our tithe that we receive in the fellowship is about four times the size, somewhere around there, four times the size of the offering that we need. The offering being that to pay the bills. And so if that helps you understand, kind of the ratio of how much offering we need compared to tithe, and that may be something you can kind of judge things on your own individual basis. But don't let that hinder you from offering much more. Okay? you need to seek God's wisdom, His instruction for you individually on the offering. The offering is something that He will direct you on It's not determined in Scripture. It's not set in stone by me or anybody else around here about what your offering ought to be. The thing that is set pretty well as a pretty firm example is the tithe. That Abraham gave the tithe to Melchizedek, and that was without the law. That was before the law was given. That was without any, God saying, this is how you do it. It was because it was the righteous thing to do. And then we find out later on God uses that. He instructs His people on the tithe, and there's all kinds of law given after that. But we go back even before the law and say, here is our first and foundational understanding of why the tithe is given. And so each week, the baskets are always up here. These big tall baskets are always up here, available for you to bring your tithes and offerings. Anytime you bring, if you want to write a check, if you want to write one check and designate how much of that is tithe and how much is offering, just designate it in the memo. If you want to bring cash and still want to designate the difference, put it in an envelope. On the outside, just put so much offering. You know, just some way that those who take care of those parts of the business around here can understand how much of what you've brought to the altar of God is for offering, how much is for tithe. And by that, we are able to keep the tithe holy as God instructs us to do. It's really, really, really important. It's imperative that we keep the tithe holy. And so we're very careful with that, very cautious. That if there's any doubt, you know, we treat something as tithe if it's not designated any other way, because we don't ever want to risk or put it in any kind of question whether we have kept the tithe holy. All right, so that's the process we go through. Each week we encourage you to make the giving part of your worship. During the worship time, you see people come up here. You know, that's your option. It really warms my heart. During worship, that I see people take that opportunity and just worship God that way.